Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so you are going out on your first date with this woman, and she's hot, you're hot, you're going out in the town that you both know and love, you both grew up there, it's like hometown, sort of like, it's awesome, right? And you're going to a club. You don't really go to the club normally, but she's like, I'll show you around. You both get to the club, and you both spend the whole night dancing with other people. Sort of you both simultaneously decided, like, this is what we're doing. And then the next day, she's like, hey, why were you dancing with other people? What do you do?
Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Ooh. Well, so, okay, you said, okay. To you, you're yeah. like, oh, we decided this. Did you, like, make eye contact with her any time? Or was it, like, she's staring at you while you're dancing with other people, and then she goes and dances?
So she starts it.
Oh.
She starts
okay.
dancing.
Oh, what? Tell the story. I would not say that she starts it.
She doesn't start dancing with the other. Okay, a guy approaches the two of them.
She's with her date.
Okay.
Talking. They're getting a drink.
Okay.
But you can tell she wants to dance.
Right.
He's
right.
kind of being...
That's right. And a third party comes up to them and is like, hey, can I dance? Says to her, like, hey, do you want to dance with me?
And she says, not tonight. Or doesn't say not tonight, but she says, like, no, I'm...
It's something, like, kind of deflected at you, though, of being like, oh, no, I'm out with him tonight or whatever.
Yes.
And you, like, kind of nervous, trying to, like, play it cool. You're just like, no, you know, whatever. And then she dances with the guy.
Original sin.
Okay, but she passed you the platter when she said, I'm out with him tonight. And then you were like, no. So she felt embarrassed because she was mm-hmm. like, I thought we were together.
Also,
and...
like, I know we said they're both hot, and they are.
They're both hot.
But, like, she's
the super
hottest
hot.
Chick in the neighborhood.
That's true.
And he runs the bodega.
Okay.
Which is cool job, but, like, he spends all his days in the bodega. He doesn't get out much.
Right.
So he's
but
lovable.
He's a part of the community.
Yes,
and
he is objectively
hot.
Very handsome and hot.
Yeah.
But, like, she's a hot...
Right.
He's dating up.
Okay.
In the culture of the
What
world
is this from?
This is In the Heights.
In the Heights.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
But, I mean, okay, so yes, there is the original sin of, like, nah, whatever, it's cool, you can dance with someone else. But also, they were going into, like, it's their neighborhood together, but the club is her world.
Yes.
He doesn't do that. So, like, he feels like massively like outclassed in this space. And so he's just deferring to what like anyone else says.
Also, he's trying to be a cool guy.
He's trying to be cool. And when I call it original sin, it's not even sinful. It's just a mistake.
Right.
He makes a bad calculation.
Oh, yeah.
But it has a snowball effect because then she's dancing and she's a hot. Everyone wants to dance with her.
Yeah, of course.
And he's already given up his thing.
Right.
Well, at some point he should ask her to dance at least once.
He starts dancing with someone else.
All night? How long are they there? Are they there for 15 minutes?
There's a blackout. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
a thing
happens.
Well, then next thing. I don't know. Let's move on.
Yeah.
let's do the next thing.
So
This is like the one of the main conflicts of their relationship.
This is the main conflict of their relationship. I think he makes a mistake. And I, Usnavi is a good boy. He just is, he doesn't know what to say.
Right.
But the answer is, do you want to dance?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's dance. You're my date. Let's dance. That's the answer. But he doesn't have that answer ready to go.
That's hard. It's scary. It's scary to go up and say that. But you just gotta.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just... It's undercut a little bit by the fact that obviously both of the actors are professional dancers. Mm-hmm. Where it's just like, just get out there and fucking dance.
Yeah. What are you guys doing?
Awesome.
You're going to be really good at this.
Just sing while you're at it. What are you guys even doing?
Like if you need to rap a little bit too, like that's okay.
I think you can handle it. You're going to be great.
I'm sorry. I just thought of the Jane Krakowski.
From what? 30 Rock?
Yeah. Have you seen that video?
Of her dancing?
Of her rapping?
No.
No.
Stop. Like, is she rapping or character? Is her character rapping?
No. She's rapping.
Thank goodness.
I thought it was a scene from 30 Rock. It was that. It's not. And she's doing, I think, In the Heights. Is there a line from In the Heights where it's like, and you're going to be eating beans and rice or rice and beans or something like that?
Possibly. I don't. Yeah, not that I stands don't. Out.
Look, there are a lot of lyrics.
Okay. So she said, because
they
so
talk
she's,
fast.
She's rapping and whatever. And then an entire cast of like backup dancers that are like all like Latinx.
Yeah.
Are like behind her. And she's rapping. And she's like, grew up in Puerto Rico. Oh, I'm so jealous. Like, it's very interesting.
It sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Like,
I love it.
Why did she do this?
It reminds me of, have you seen the video? And I only watched part of it because it's so cringy. Of, it's a high school production of In the Heights.
Incredible.
But, like the whitest cast of high school students.
It's so
doing
good.
Doing In the Heights.
I think the caption read, where's all the spice?
There was no spice. And they're also like a typical, like it's probably not a performing arts high school. Like they're not. They're typical talent for high school production.
It was like Mr. G was running a performance of In the Heights.
Mr. G, okay.
Oh my goodness, I love it.
Okay. Well,
so there's ways to do it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's hard. I feel this way about every time I see a Lin-Manuel Miranda thing for the first time. Is I spend the entire time embarrassed.
Oh, same. Yeah. So do
just
I.
Watching.
Deeply.
And like I needed to listen to Hamilton probably 10 times before I could like just calm down and be like, okay, all right, just like take what's here and like listen to it and find something to enjoy if you find something to enjoy. But like there's so much fucking sincerity in his musicals.
Very earnest.
That, like, poisonously earnest.
I just
earnest.
Can't deal with it until I'm like eased into it.
Right.
So like I feel like there's cringe built into it, and then you put a super white high school performing it. They don't stand a chance.
It's. I will also say, in terms of my In the Heights review, the movie expected me to be so delighted by just seeing Lin-Manuel Miranda that I'd be willing to drop the whole rest of the movie and not care about anything else. But like, what else is he? What is he up to? What's he thinking about?
I gotta know this Piragua man.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Can he sing Piragua again? I'd need it.
If you stick around through the credits, he will sing it again.
He will sing again.
Okay.
He gets a special scene at the end, like he's fucking Nick Fury coming in.
He does.
No. So that was my worry about it because.
I'm with you. I support this.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, Lin-Manuel Miranda is tricky for me because, like, he's one of those people where I'm like, I get it. I respect it. You're so talented. Like, you are, like, so, like, you're a musical genius, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, it's just, for In the Heights, thank God. I mean, I know that, like, he's like, hey, I'm still here. But, like, thank God he's not playing the lead.
Oh, and the part that I refer to is a small part in the film. It's not, like, don't worry that it's going to be a Lin-Manuel.
Well, don't worry, because it was big enough to be in the trailer, which I was like, Jesus Christ. I mean, Hamilton was tough for me because I was just very upset every time I saw him.
He's in a lot of that one.
He's in a lot of it.
He's like all over it.
And I almost like puked when he like had that scene with the like streetwalker woman. I was like, whoa! Like, I just couldn't, like, when he was like acting all of the desire, like, it was just, I really.
But how could he say no to this?
I mean, he is like the quintessential theater boy, right?
Yes.
Like, through and through, and like is very good at that. But like, yeah, there's something about that energy where you're just like, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, there are, I know like theater boy people like in real life that mm-hmm. I love, that are some of my dearest friends. And so I think it's one of those things where I'm like, okay, if I were like friends with Lin-Manuel Miranda, I think I would like be like, oh, but it's him, you know? Because I feel that way.
Okay,
about
think of one of those friends.
Yeah.
And think of that person acting out being sexually aroused. I'm telling you.
acting out being sexually aroused is maybe one of the most cursed, like, four words. Because it sterilizes it so much.
It does. But, like, there are actors that we enjoy watching act out being sexually aroused.
Oh, my God.
But, like, yes, yeah, theater are. Boys, I don't want to see it. Like,
no. Because then I'm imagining him being like, let's do a massage train. And I'm like, I
no.
don't
like,
even
okay,
well, that's him sincerely being sexually aroused. Yeah. That's
that's a little different.
Like sharing a kiss on stage, that's one thing, but a massage train?
No, but like, okay, do you know the scene I'm talking about where he is not only just kissing this woman, he is like lusting after her with his face, and like, I
he's
just
tired.
He's very tired through the whole.
You've never seen a founding father more in need of a break.
And I think Lin-Manuel himself was very tired.
Yes. It's a tired part of the play.
Well, he's been like rapping and dancing and like.
He's been
just
when do you
so
catch your breath?
Yeah, he can't catch a breath.
I think it's also in the context of the play, it's very like out of the character that he's created too.
Yes.
So yeah. it's a tonal shift that, you know, doesn't always work.
No.
If only he could have just gone home and slept on it and waited until the next day.
You the mean day after today?
Yeah.
Tomorrow! Thank God.
Woo! Woo! Look, the Tomorrow War is out, starring Mike Mitchell, of course.
Oh, yes! He got a poster and everything. I was very proud. Awesome. Very happy for him.
And I feel like that's why I'm going to see Tomorrow War.
Same.
Because, like, Chris Pratt sci-fi movie? Like, no.
Yeah,
like,
I'm done.
Why would I see that?
No.
But I want to see
Mitch in it? That's cool.
I think that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So we're doing Tomorrow Ships.
Yes. Which what's funny is I had my... Can I do mine first?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay, so mine, really, I could have segued really easily, but I didn't. Is because Tomorrow makes me think of the song Tomorrow.
Yeah.
From Annie.
I was trying to figure out the Annie connection.
Yeah,
before,
so I really could have just gone straight into my ship. And it's a weird one. I know. I don't know that you guys are all going to be on board. But I... especially as a little kid, always shipped Daddy Warbucks and Grace Farrell. And I think it's because they both, and I was thinking about it, I was like, is it because of the normalization of like making a nuclear family? And I don't think that's what it is. I think it's that they get into a project that they're both really into together. That project happens to be a child.
Uh-huh.
But like they really can both commit to it.
Uh-huh.
And I also have a ship of like, when you or work with someone and then you see them in a new light.
Yeah.
And he kind of sees love her it. And she's been there the whole time, but like now he sees.
Yeah, something
so
changed.
So I'm pretty much completely unfamiliar with Annie outside that she is an orphan. Who are these
she's
characters?
She's an orphan and she gets adopted by like a billion, essentially the equivalent of like a billionaire.
Okay.
Guy named Daddy Warbucks.
Well, yeah. And
yeah.
Okay. Cause I've heard that used to describe rich people, and now I know why. This
That's
is
the
wonderful.
Origin.
Is there
that
we
beautiful?
Go.
We all know where we were when the day that you learned this.
Growth.
And he
it
does
is recorded.
It like as a he does it as like a publicity stunt.
Oh,
essentially,
okay.
And then he passes it off to his secretary Grace to really take care of Annie and get Annie new clothes.
Passes it off to it being Annie.
It
here?
Is Annie. Okay.
Wait, is his first name Daddy?
I think he has a real first name.
That's his, like,
but yeah,
name.
Because that's what Annie calls him. Because this was originally, I believe, a comic strip about a little orphan and her and her
and her adopted
her adopted dad.
So Warbucks, it's like he's a war profiteer?
No, I think it's like that's literally his last name.
Okay.
Is that great. Why we use bucks to refer to dollars?
No. No. No, there is no fucking way.
Well, then why? It's why do we call dollars bucks?
Okay, just give me a second.
What do you mean no fucking way? Like, it's possible.
What? From Annie?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Do you remember people saying bucks before the Great Depression?
I'm putting my bucks yeah. on it has something to do with pelt trading.
I'm going to do it on it has something to do with horses.
Okay.
Because maybe like young buck.
You might get bucked sure. off of those dollar bills to stop.
Oh my God. You're right. Pelts? Deer skins nice. Or buck skins were commonly
we go.
Traded
That's
for
great.
Goods. Okay. American colonial period. So we're talking colonial period.
Like
that's
contemporary
like
with Annie. I get 1700s. It.
So I mean, who's to say which influenced right. which?
Seems like a gray area.
But yeah, so essentially the plot of Annie is Annie gets adopted by a rich guy, yeah. but he pawns off the taking care of the little girl because he's a rich kid. What does he know about taking care of children?
Right. Yeah.
But then he's charmed by Annie's spunk, and then her parents show up.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
Ooh, what do they want?
Tricks.
Oh.
They're mm-hmm. tricky parents. They're not the real parents.
Oh, shit. What are they just trying
and
to, like,
so,
get money?
Yeah, and then Daddy Warbucks figures it out, and they all live happily ever after.
He's like, ha-ha, you don't have parents.
I'm still the only thing you'll ever have that's even close yeah. to
him. I don't know this character. I'm imagining he's a bit toe-deaf from time
yeah.
to time.
He's like, aren't you relieved? Your parents are dead after all.
Oh, she also has a dog named Sandy.
Oh, cute. I like
it's
the
like
dog.
Like a big, poofy dog.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And she's got a good attitude for the Depression.
Mm.
She's a real bootstrapper, that
she
one.
She is. So yeah, that's my ship.
That's a good
tomorrow.
One. I like that too of like, oh, I didn't see you this way before because like all it took was me like working with you to see it.
Yeah.
That's cool. Because now I respect you.
Yeah, respect is so key. It's
huge. Huge. Speaking of respect,
mm-hmm.
Mine is, I don't know, I don't, it's not romantic, but it is from Blade Runner 2049. I just really like Deckard and Kay. Kay being Ryan Gosling's character, who is like the replicant in like the future, and Deckard being yeah. Harrison Ford from the original movie and in this one. And I just, there's something about like what Kay decides to do for Deckard that like really moves me because so like the whole movie, if you haven't seen it, I really recommend you see it. It's very, very beautiful and it captures the feeling of the first one really well. But Ryan Gosling is Kay and he is a replicant who is basically kind of like doing the same shit that like that Deckard was doing. And he is having to hunt down Deckard, which he doesn't really realize. He's like searching for Deckard because he finds out that like Rachel, the woman from the first movie, had a child. And so he gets it into his head very heartbreakingly that maybe it's him and that maybe he isn't a replicant because like he has all these memories and like maybe it's all making sense. And like there was a child that went missing around the time that he thinks he was made and all this stuff. And so he's like, oh, that's me. Like now my life has purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Deckard's child. So he like is thinking like maybe that's my dad. And he then learns that the child born was a woman and that it's this woman that's like being, she's like the source of all the memories that all the replicants have.
Okay.
And so the reason why he remembers it is because it was her memory to begin with and it was planted in his mind as if it were his own. And she is like the, I forget what they call her. She's like the architect or like the engineer or whatever. And she's like kept by the Tyrell Corporation to like create these memories for all these replicants. And the way that the movie ends is like one of the most beautiful things. It's like basically Kay is told by this like militant group that wants to like get rid of the Tyrell Corporation. Like you have to kill Deckard because like Deckard is going to lead the, it's kind of, not good that he does this, but whatever. They're like, Deckard is going to lead the bad guys to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, what do I do? And he's so moved by like Deckard's possibility to be reunited with his child, even though if it's not him, mm-hmm. that he helps Deckard fake his death and in the process is mortally wounded and dies on the steps while Deckard, and the last shot of the movie is just Deckard seeing his daughter for the first time. And like that, I don't know, like that is just such a beautiful thing to be like, oh, the one thing, like all I've ever wanted my whole life,
yeah,
I cannot have, this person can have it. So I will die making sure that this person can have it. Mm-hmm. So I just like really love
yeah,
that
really...
relationship.
There's something like self-realizing in that too, yeah. right? Because mm-hmm. it's like whether that is the experience that he can actually have mm-hmm. in that moment, it's the person whose memories he shares.
Yeah.
Having mm-hmm. that. Like,
yeah.
Obviously still like he's still removed from it, but like there's some like self-actualization there too.
Yeah. And I mean like the movie is a beautiful rumination on like even if your memories aren't quote your own, right? Like it kind of reminds me of Hellblade a little bit where it's like
yeah.
even if it's not real, it's real to you, so it matters.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and like you're the person who gives something meaning, so like of course it matters because it matters to you. And like your fucking experience Hellblade. Is real. yeah. So like
did you ever finish that game on your own?
No.
Neither did I.
I wanted to finish it with you, but then we couldn't get those controllers working. It was a whole thing.
That was the most frustrating video game experience I'd ever had.
I think it was like basically edging, but like a video game. It was like it wouldn't
edging
work
forever.
Forever. Because like we couldn't finish the video game. And then so we tried to play it at my house and we didn't realize that like pairing controllers with a PlayStation 3, it was like a whole thing. We just couldn't finish it.
Yeah.
So it just didn't work. And we were tried for like 45 minutes or an hour.
Like,
it was a long
time. It was so long.
Is this a dead dream or do you hope one day to return?
I hope one day. Look, never too late. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Someday
we can return to
we
it.
We can return to
look,
it.
Look, we can gather in each other's homes now. So
I know.
Like, it should be no problem.
Yeah. And I have a PS5. So we could like.
Ooh.
I mean, it would take. What I could do is separately play until the
yeah,
point
you gotta
that we
play
got
to where you
and
are.
Then and then we can pick up from there.
Is this the one where it was the girl was like schizophrenic?
Yeah, it was yeah, the one that we were all playing at my yeah. house.
I mean, I don't think I played. I think I enjoyed
yeah,
watching
right.
you guys play.
Yes. There was a lot of you being like,
yeah,
and like grabbing.
Upset.
Yeah.
And the controller was so sweaty because we were passing it back and forth.
Yes, it was a sweaty controller. And thank you for saying it was because we were passing it back and forth and not just because I had sweaty hands.
No, because we were extremely... No, because
it
we were both
so hot,
very...
Too.
It was very hot.
And so the air was blasting,
yeah.
and which means the volume was even louder.
Yeah.
And so the scary sounds were like reverberating
wong,
throughout
wong, yeah.
the apartment.
Yeah, and it was...
It was a living nightmare.
Living nightmare.
yeah. That we never got closure.
We never got closure on. And it's supposed to be one of those beautiful endings to a game. And yet here we stand. We like stopped in the hell part. Like, and we were just
yes.
like, I guess she's just in hell forever.
Yeah. Well, she's been there for months.
Yeah. Years. Years, Colin. Years.
Years are made out of months.
That's okay, true. You're right.
This is like a Wreck-It Ralph situation. You literally left her just to live in hell.
This is bad.
Oh,
really
no.
bad. Really bad. Really bad.
Well, just like my Animal Crossing island, I would rather not revisit it and see the results of my
Oh my God.
Neglect.
I can't go back to Animal Crossing.
No, can't go back.
What is it? Just like littered with the dead bodies
and
all
like
over
cockroaches
your beach?
And shit. And no one knows who you are anymore.
There are well, I don't know if they don't. Do they forget
no,
who you
no,
are?
But they give you shit for being gone.
Right? They're like, yeah. oh, it's been
oh, that is fucked.
It's been 60 yeah. weeks since I saw you last or whatever.
Oh, that's not nice. See, I like when video games. I think Wii was the best one ever because it told you to open a window and stretch your legs.
yeah,
and that's yes. responsible okay. video game design.
All right, but and someone reminded me of this recently, and by someone I think it was TikTok. Do you guys remember the Wii Fit? Mm-hmm. Balance board.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
would tell you you were fat and be like, ouch.
No, it did not.
Yes.
Okay, that's bad. That's
it
not
was,
good.
Yeah, it was measuring all your fitness goals based on weight, which
based
is
on weight.
Not
Let's
And it
not,
would say
not
when you
yeah.
step on it, it would go, ooh, ooh.
Really?
Yes.
Cheeky yeah. motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay, so not perfect.
Not
so
perfect.
Wii was not perfect.
No.
But what is?
What is? What is? Okay.
Maybe
you have a
tomorrow
ship.
I have a tomorrow anti-ship.
Yeah,
oh, let's hear it.
Yeah, it's horrible. Well, okay, so do you guys remember Better Luck Tomorrow?
No.
It was a fucking... So remember in 2002 when there was a lot of really good indie movies and they were all super edgelordy and brutal and about murder and snorting cocaine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is one of them.
Okay.
And basically my anti-ship is the main character, Ben, who is like a straight A Like sort of, he's like a high school kid who's pushing against the Asian like model minority,
okay.
like being the straight A student. Okay. And he gets in, like him and his best friends who are his childhood friends meet like a bad motorcycle boy who's like, well, let's, you know, sell some cocaine and steal some shit and like be bad boys. And they're like, this is so fun. We have all this cash. We're on drugs all the time. Like, look at our lives spiral out of control.
Oh, yeah, no. Of course.
Meanwhile, the most popular girl at school, Stephanie, is just like like sort of like blurred focus, just out of like out of reach for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, he's getting like really sweaty and big red eyes
oh,
and
sure.
things like that.
Wait,
and
is she also into the drug scene, or is she pure as the fallen snow?
She is pure as the fallen snow.
Okay, great, perfect.
Well, no, actually, wait. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think there is a scene where like they are hanging out at a party, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I'll do a little cocaine. That's
okay,
fun." And
okay.
like,
so she
like,
knows how to handle the driven snow.
Yes.
nice.
But she's fine. But she's dating the most popular guy in school.
Uh-oh.
So Ben and his friends are like, all right, this guy's loaded. We're going to go to his house one day.
Stop.
And we're going to rob him. We're
no.
going to get his safe. We're going to beat him up, make him tell us the combination.
Okay.
They fucking murder him.
Are you
horribly
serious?
In
no.
one of the most
no.
graphic and beautiful like murder scenes.
Yeah, sure. How does he die?
They fucking stuff they stuff a rag in gasoline and choke
Stop.
Him with it.
What the fuck is this shit?
Oh, okay.
That's
they don't
horrific.
Light him on fire from the inside.
No, they don't light him
okay.
on fire,
okay.
but they fucking like they
but
suffocate
like,
him.
But
with...
yeah, breathing gasoline is not fun.
Oh, it's horrible. And you know, because it's a 2002 indie, they make you watch the whole thing.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, Ben and Stephanie fucking end up together.
Ew.
She doesn't know.
She's pissed because she's calling him and he's not picking up. And as far as she knows, she's dating like a hot, rich guy and it's fine.
Right.
He blows her off and fuck him. Whatever. I was attracted to this bad boy anyway. I'll just start dating him. She doesn't really give two shits about it.
Wow.
Jesus
and
Christ.
He's just like, but there's this scene where, like, the cell phone is ringing and they're trying to find okay. the cell phone and like no one can find the cell phone and of course it's in his pocket and they have to dig up the body to
oh my
get his
God.
Cell phone.
Classic.
So fun. Anyway, great fucking movie.
Yeah.
If you could find it somewhere, better luck tomorrow. But not super romantic. I don't ship it. Mm-mm.
Don't ship it.
That reminds me, I mean, we could just talk about like 2002 edgelord indie movies like forever, I think. But did you ever see Vulgar?
No.
It's a View Askew produced movie, so like Kevin Smith adjacent, starring the guy from Clerks, the main guy from Clerks. He's playing a
Dante.
Yes,
I'm sure he has a real.
He has a real name, I'm sure, but who gives a shit?
Yeah, good for him.
In this movie, he plays a like birthday clown who gets hired for a job where he like goes and entertains some dudes who rape him.
Oh,
and it's
my
just
God.
Like, that's like the whole, and then like,
yeah.
he like finds a niche of like being the raped clown. It's like,
what
the
fuck?
Fucking
that is
so
worst. That is
so
classic.
So
that's the classic kind of shit though. Like when I was in high school, cause I was like very into like, fuck, what was the illustrator that did, like all of the like Gonzo journalism illustrations? He illustrated like Hunter S. Thompson novels.
Know the name.
It's shit. What is it? But it reminds me that I was very into that, and I was like very into. I was like, you know, sometimes stories don't have a happy ending,
yeah.
and that was like my thesis of like high school.
Yeah,
it's very embarrassing.
Ralph Steadman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think, like, I don't know if that's just, like, a phase we all need to go through, or, like, do kids go through it now, or are
no,
they just so
relentlessly positive? No, they're, like, all puritanical
positive?
Now.
Yeah.
Now it's, like, just aggressive wokeness, I think, is
yeah.
the new edgelord. It's, like,
yeah.
All right.
And a very, like, binary, like, that's bad, this is good.
Yeah.
Like, also, like, all characters have to be perfect. Like your character, anything your character says is like what you, the creator, believe, which is like very weird.
Yeah.
And then
this feels like the Dear Evan Hansen discourse of like people discovering what Dear Evan Hansen is actually about, not just about like a gay kid breaks his arm and like,
oh yeah, finds,
like, when it's like, no, he's like a manipulative little shit and he's yeah. a self-destructive asshole and like that's what the show is about.
Yeah.
And people discovering it and being like, I thought this would blah blah blah. It's like, fuck. Yes. Ben Platt is too old for the role.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes. His hair is too old. Like a joke. It looks yeah, like, no, you know, it's, oh my God, so I just realized.
What?
And I hate it.
Yeah.
But it looks exactly like when they would do flashbacks on Seinfeld when George Costanza's
yes.
hair.
Yes.
And that's honestly the vibe that he is
that
giving
is
off.
Party City just popped yeah. on top.
No, it's 100%. Just like a hat.
Yeah.
It's a hat.
It's a hat.
Wait, so like, okay, I have a question about the Dear Evan Hansen thing.
Of course.
Like, is, did they CG'd his body to make him look younger, right?
I don't think they CG'd his body.
No, they just put him in a big striped polo, right?
They just put him in an oversized
polo. They just put him in a big shirt.
I'm sorry.
I don't think he's a huge, strapping man.
But like, I am so sorry, but like, you cannot tell me that that man is anywhere approach, because he, I know, and I was actually shocked to find that he was only 27.
Yeah.
Because like, I feel like he looks older than we do.
The way they dress him in Dear Evan Hansen, I think, ages him.
He looks like a narc.
He looks yeah. like a narc or like Strangers with Candy.
Yes. Or like 10-15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I will say Euphoria tells me that Gen Z has some nihilism in them.
I mean, but Euphoria is written by millennials.
Yeah. I think that's, yeah.
Well, Zendaya wouldn't be in something that's false.
Zendaya's Michi.
No, no false prophet, Zendaya.
I texted my little brother when I watched the first episode of Euphoria. I'm like, is this what you kids are up to? And he's like, oh fuck, I have no idea what those kids are doing. It seems wild.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like if our older siblings were texting us being like, is girls your life?
Oh my
no.
God.
I mean, closer.
No, we're no. all like, okay, way poorer.
Like, that's not that far. I mean, we all chose LA instead of New York, but
yeah,
totally different. New York and LA are totally different.
Okay, wait, did you already give your ship?
I did not.
Okay, what is your ship?
My ship is so I recently watched all of the James Bond movies back to back to back.
Yes,
back.
Nightmare.
One a day.
Absolute
yes.
nightmare.
One a day for like a month.
Jesus.
And when I say recently, this was like a year ago at this
I was
point.
But say, it all feels like
no. I will never do it again.
Okay.
But I am excited for the new one to come out. So I don't know. I'm broken now.
Yeah. Well, Stockholm Syndrome.
I hate it, but I'm a James Bond fan.
Yeah.
During the Pierce Brosnan era,
okay,
they did too good of a job developing the Bond girls into not just Bond girls, to the point where there were two separate moments where they were like teetering on the edge of making spin-off movies with the Bond girls who were also like, you know, like action heroes in their own rights.
Wow.
And these characters are Wai Lin, who is Michelle Yeoh's character mm-hmm. from Tomorrow Never Dies. So there's my tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Jinx, who's Halle Berry's character
so
from Die Another Day.
Man, I loved Halle Berry's character.
She's dope. And that movie is bonkers. Like yeah. it is the craziest of all the James Bond movies. Like things get like there's a point where he's like driving a car through a palace made of ice that's sinking into the
yes. earth.
Like and he's like going off ramps and shit. And it's the series at its most unbelievable, but like at that point you're just like, well fine, who gives a shit? This is just fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if Michelle Yeoh and Halle Berry
wow.
could
Huge.
Star in like a two-hander together as like spies slash like I was Jinx a spy or was she just like a mercenary like out on her own or
I think she was on her own.
I think she was on her own. But Michelle Yeoh, Wai Lin was working for like the Chinese government and was like a spy there. So like they could get into some hijinks together. I don't even really care what it is.
Yeah.
But like just something without James Bond where they don't have to worry about like they're also being like a part where they're like in a shower together
yeah.
or whatever. And they can just have like a cool spy time together.
No,
that's
I
all
love
I
that.
Want.
That's great. I love,
love
that.
It.
I liked the vibes of the Pierce Brosnan Bonds. I think they were fun.
We watched one together where in the mm-hmm. final line of the movie, this is the one where he's fucking Denise Richards.
Yes.
And her name is Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And he fucks her. And she comes and he goes, right. I thought Christmas only came once a year. And then you're like, I just watched that movie.
And I think, honestly, Kelly, didn't we watch it twice?
We did.
Oh, so Christmas came twice that
we
year.
We did.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.